City Current. Produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or tune in to Radio Access 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to a Mandan edition of City Current. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and we are here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. It's Wednesday, June 19th, and I'm here with Jim Neubauer.
Good morning, Mary.
Jim is the city administrator for the city of Mandan, and we're here, as always, to talk about the actions of the city commission meeting last night.
All right, we get to cover a little bit of two meetings from June 4th
That's right,
and June 18th.
We missed the last one. We had some construction going on here at the studio, so had to take a little bit of a break. But there were a couple items we wanted to touch on from the June 4th meeting.
Right. One of them, I think, was the extension of the business pitch challenge that Ellen Huber brought forward. And we had such great success last year. A lot of applications, a lot of interest, generate a lot of what they call buzz in the community now. And we thought that, you know, this would be a good time to do it again. So our Mandan Growth Fund had met roughly 2 or 3 weeks ago, gave its green light. The commission gave its green light on June 4th. And so we will start looking for those proposals to start coming
in. Yeah, the applications you can submit now, and there's more information on your website, so you can find out what the criteria is. But there were a number of applications last year, and it was great energy.
Yep.
You had a big kickoff event.
Harvest Brazilian Grill.
Really cool.
We did the, you know, kind of the Shark Tank. We had judges, and the top three that were rated by a different set of judges earlier were up there to make their pitch.
Yeah, and it was fun. And many of those projects have become a reality in the downtown.
It's very interesting that Copper Dog Cafe, I think, was one of the applicants, and they should be opening shortly. They're making improvements to the former Huntington bookstore. We have Kim Stewart, Kimberly Blomes, that has now opened in the former Brea, but is now Eve Kostolecki's eyewear.
And that's a pediatric therapy?
Yep, pediatric therapy, so that's open. And Nordic Steel, I think we got an update that they shipped their first construction materials out to a house, I think, in Reno, Nevada.
And that was the winning...
That was the winning project. So
yeah,
those components are being made in Mandan. So
nice.
Kind of cool.
So applications are being taken now, and the deadline, as I understand, is October 1st.
That's right. Yep.
And you'll have the big kickoff then on November 12th.
Right.
That'll be fun.
Looking forward to it. If you want more information, please go out to the cityofmandan.com under the business development communications portion, and you will find all the details that you need.
All the information you need.
Yep.
Another important item at last commission meeting on June 4th was the commission made decisions on the design proposals for the Main Street improvements.
Correct.
Which are moving forward pretty quickly.
Moving forward. Quickly is a relative term in the worlds of construction projects, but the commission needed to, you know, decide on what they wanted to see on the conversion of 4-lane to 3-lane from kind of 6th Avenue, or basically from 6th Avenue on the west side of town to Collins Avenue. So through a 6-block area, we'll be moving from 4-lane to 3-lane. Need to make some decisions on what they thought the bulb out area or the pedestrian safety zone should look like.
There's a lot of components to this.
Yeah, it's not just simply restriping and things like that.
Right,
we wanted to do a little bit something different than when Bismarck did. There was a little bit of paint, and their trial period had lasted 2 or 3 years. You know, we've talked about the configuration, the construction on our Main Street is a little bit different than Bismarck.
Certainly.
We think the conversion will be much...
A little smoother. And this is a shorter distance, less lights, but railroad crossings in the area, that type of
fewer
thing.
Lights,
so it makes
a
difference.
Again, we will be looking to... The commission made several decisions on June 4th, and we hope to have bid documents out this fall, and it will be spring and summer of 2020.
So this time next year, probably breaking ground.
Yep.
And again, many components. There's pedestrian lighting, there's bump outs, trash receptacles, benches.
Yep.
So there's a lot of streetscape elements being brought in here.
Elements. Again, it's
landscaping.
Landscaping to make your downtowns more walkable.
It's going
to
be beautiful.
And like I said, and one of our efforts in this has been trying to slow traffic down because right now the sub-area study that we did on our downtown area and also this study that was done showed, 90% of the vehicles are going at least 10 miles per hour over the posted speed limit.
So it's a bit precarious parking on Main, no doubt. You got to get in quick and wait for your moment to exit the driver's side.
Thank you for mentioning that because
it is.
This project, we will lose some of that parking on the bulb out areas on the corners, but we were adding parking stalls on the south side of Main Street.
I think that's a huge
people really
addition.
That's the kind of the kicker in the whole thing.
Oh, I think so too.
We get some of that parking back. So
I think anytime you add a net gain in parking spots over maybe 10, people are really going to get excited. So that's a huge deal.
And as with any traffic conversion, there's some pros and some cons to this. We know that there may be some issues with, you know, heavy machinery coming through. They may have to come through earlier in the morning or later at night. But like I said, for the overall traffic, this should be a good thing.
And next year, if they are breaking ground in a year, it's going to be disruptive. Yep. You're going to have a year of a lot of activity down there. But, that's the pain you have to go through to get the gain.
Yeah, this should be, there minimal disruption. It's not like we're going to have to close streets or anything like that. But,
but still,
you will have to pay attention like you always do in the construction season, a.k.a. summer in North Dakota.
Yeah, and then there's one piece that's kind of a leftover in this whole project, and that's that 10th and Main intersection.
Right.
There's still a bit of a concern, and as I understand, there was a separate motion made to send a letter of concern to, I believe it was the state DOT, that 10th and Main lights, the commission really wants to see those remain, but it wasn't warranted.
Yeah, and as a bigger part of this project, we will be doing a lot of concrete repairs on Main Street. You know, Main Street was done 25, 30 years ago. Time to go in there and touch a few areas up. So that will be going on, traffic signal light replacement. Along with that, the traffic signal at 10th and Main did not, what they call warrants, meaning the amount of traffic and turning movements and all those things.
And we have talked about this.
We've talked about this before. A year ago, the commission expressed their concern. I know that Commissioner Davis and Justin, our city engineer, met with Department of Transportation folks, expressed our concerns directly to them about this stoplight. Again, we continue to worry about that intersection. But again, it's really out of the city's hands. Even if we had the money to put in the stop signal ourselves, we would not be allowed to do it if it doesn't meet warrants. And along with the state of North Dakota, if it doesn't meet the federal highway warrants, then their hands are tied too. So they really are, it is really a federal issue going on here.
And it kind of falls into the category of it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yep, and we still, like you said, we haven't given up yet. But just for the public's, we are taking every step we can to say, we need to keep those.
See if we can retain that.
But again, it's a matter of, it's one of those things that it is not a city commission decision, even if we had the money to keep the stoplights in ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll keep our eye on all of this.
Right.
This is pretty exciting, and the impact to the downtown area is huge.
Yep,
and we'll get to another piece that's going to be a big impact here. So we'll talk about the meeting last night. Just one little item on your consent agenda I just thought we should comment on is that west end of the library, the deck is in pretty bad shape. So that moved forward last night, and that's going to happen pretty
quickly. That'll happen very quickly. I think the library has gone out and gotten estimates for repairs and replacement of that area. It if you have driven by there and looked at that, you'll say, boy, that looks pretty shoddy. And like I said, it'll get cleaned up this summer.
So that's happening right away.
Correct.
So new business last night, and it probably we should say right at the onset is congratulations on the donation that Mandan received last week, the city received to make improvements in the downtown park and the library area. That's where this will be used.
We are tremendously grateful to Energy Transfer for their gift of $3 million to the city of Mandan to... like I said, it's a great start. We've been meeting with them for probably the last 12 months on different things and throwing different ideas out. And we know that from the library standpoint, Morton Mandan Public Library, they would like a home for their bookmobile. Right now, the bookmobile is parked up in the Morton County shop in the northwest part of Mandan. So when they need it, they have to make that truck up there and trip back down. So we would be constructing a new building for that. We know that the Mandan Progress Organization has a need for a lot of the things that they do require things to be fixed. And so we want to combine those two uses into one building and put up a new building towards the west end of the library lot to account for those.
And you mentioned, too, like public meeting public restrooms, which are really, really huge improvement for
part
that
of,
area.
Part of the concepts that we pitched to Energy Transfers was, the Dykeshore and Heritage Park and the library are fantastic gathering places.
And well used.
Well used. I'll be honest with you, I was shocked when I saw the numbers of I think there were 101 or 103,000. We call them door swings. So that's, you know, when someone's coming in the door, mm-hmm. Not going out the door, because that would be, you know, double counting. But if you've got 101,000 people coming to that area on a yearly basis, mm-hmm. I was totally shocked by that. But it leads to, the library is well used. It's, people say, well, you can do this on the internet and there's Kindles and everything else. But like I said, the library is one of the most used public facilities.
Yeah, libraries aren't just, yeah, they've changed a lot, and there's a lot of traffic in and out.
Yep, so we're looking at improvements on the library would be, you know, where you walk in the library, you're just right in the building now. So we'd like to do a foyer or a vestibule on the front, mm-hmm. maybe some meeting rooms in the front. The deck that is on the south side, we'd like to continue that or replace that and wrap around the entire library on the south side, mm-hmm. moving over to the east so that you might have a viewing platform for events in the park, do some public restrooms, look at
window repair.
Window replacement. We started that a year ago, I think. Okay. We've got some brickwork we need to do, and we might do a second story, you know, because the library is now using the east end of the second floor of that building, mm-hmm. do maybe a deck off the second floor too. So you have two viewing decks, which I think would be pretty cool.
So these are all on the wish list right
all
now.
All on the wish list.
And the action last night was the commission approved an RFQ, a request for qualifications from an architectural firm.
There you go.
To be chosen. Yep. And then design work will start. And all these things will get thrown into the list.
All these things will get thrown there. You know, the other items, elements of this project would be some decorative fencing along the main street side of Dykstra Park, which we think will add that area, an entrance to the park with maybe some ticket booths for all the events that occur. And then moving farther down to the east where the water fountain is now, the fountain and rock area. Mm-hmm. Look at a possible pavilion down there where you might be able to have, you know, a band or an event going on the west end of the band, in the Vern Cermak band shell, mm-hmm. and you might be able to do another event going on in the pavilion on the east end. So, yeah, very exciting for us, and like I said, we can't thank Energy Transfer enough for their gift.
Well, and this combined with the improvements we just talked about with on Main Street and all the streetscape elements involved in that, this is going to have a huge visual impact in the heart of our downtown. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
You look at, we had Buggies and Blues there the weekend before last. While we had a little bit of a rain on Saturday night, Sunday was just a beautiful mm-hmm. day for people to walk around cars, and it was packed.
And this, you know, speaks to the power of a plaza or a park mm-hmm. or a central focus area for a downtown specifically to coordinate from and have as the heart of your downtown.
And the heartbeat of your community.
It's just amazing. It's going to be really pretty incredible. Yep. And this, as I understand, this part is going to also move forward potentially to be completed next summer as well.
Right. Our timeline for this, the commission approved the request for qualifications mm-hmm. last night. We'll be advertising in the Mandan News on June 21st and June 28th. In the way of the world of how municipalities and government has to work, we have to advertise for a certain amount of days. You get approvals from your commission, take the next step forward. We were looking at hopefully by September 3rd, having a firm on board, and in turn they can start meeting with the various groups, and we will be out for a bid hopefully in December of 2019.
We have the timeline up on our screen right now for those people who are watching.
It's kind of several dates in there that, you know, I think the one that people will be interested in, we get architect on board September 3rd, and we get plans and specs approved in December 17th of 2019. We go out for bid on the project December 20th, and hopefully we'd be able to award bids in February for, you know, groundbreaking in the spring of 2020.
This is an ambitious schedule, but certainly doable. And I would assume then there'll be, once designs are kind of put together and some options mm-hmm. out there, that it'll come back to the commission and public will have an opportunity to comment
Absolutely.
As well.
Like you said, we'll be meeting with, once we get a design firm, architectural firm on board, there's going to be a lot of input that is going to be taken.
Well, there's a lot of players in all these events, too.
A lot of users in this group. So,
yeah, absolutely.
We hope to move it along as,
it's exciting.
As smart as possible.
And then when you add the runnings moving in on the west end and anchor being down there, there's a lot of activity. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Lots of hard work there.
like I said, Energy Transfer, again, has been very good to work with. And like I said,
it's a good deal.
Looking into helping Mandan and Morton County out. And the library is a perfect source for that because it is the Morton and Mandan Public Library.
Absolutely.
And the parks are used by everyone.
I'm excited. Yes. You'll be bringing those all back and the drawings
Stay
and
tuned.
Everything. Yeah, sounds good. You had the commission also approved an RFP, a request for proposals last night for a big road project.
Yes.
Called your Midtown East Street. I didn't know we had a Midtown in Mandan.
Well, we're, the last street maintenance project we completed was on kind of the east end from Mandan Avenue going to the west. We're picking up where that left off, and we'll try and get from that point over to kind of Collins Avenue area.
And is the impetus for this project moving forward at this point really was kind of a result of the Prairie Dog bill moving forward? So there are some funds available.
Whether we had Prairie Dog funds or not,
there was a need.
This was the next set. So.
Okay.
We did the east end of town, I think, 3 years ago. We're doing the south side this summer. This is the next step in that progression of street maintenance projects.
Okay.
Prairie Dog funds will certainly assist
help
in this.
Okay.
We're looking at probably a $4 to $5 million project. If, the commission approves, they approved roughly a 20% buy down on the south side project. We're looking at probably a 20% buy down using Prairie Dog money on this project, too.
Nice.
So.
And where does this land? I think we do have a map we could probably pop up here. There you go.
Yeah, if you're familiar in downtown Mandan, you're probably looking at in the general area of where Hardee's is or A&B Pizza moving to the west. And hopefully we can encompass all the way over to Collins Avenue. But we'll go as far as we can reasonably do in one construction season.
So Collins Avenue on the west end of the border there.
Yep, and going up to the north. And again, the amount of funds that we will be able to set aside for this project will dictate how many blocks that we can do, because we will try and do replacement of water mains through our utility fund, and storm sewer is a need in this area.
Okay.
And also streets need to be addressed.
So the RFP was approved last night to go out. So
same kind of time frame as the architectural services agreement we just talked about a few minutes
ago. It'll come back to the commission.
We hope to have those folks on board again in September.
Okay.
And start planning.
We'll talk about it again.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned water mains, and that was our next item that we wanted to talk about. Was a little bit different twist on correcting some water main issues in a neighborhood that's had some problems.
Yep. We'll show you a map here in a few minutes. And for those in the public, we're talking about the area kind of north of Christ King School on Custer Drive. In that area, we've got several water line breaks over the last several few years, probably 5 years and so. And we had thought about adding on to the contract that we have to do some of the water line work on the south side. Prices were more than we expected. And we know that we're looking at doing some pipe bursting, which means they're dragging, not in non-engineering terms, they will drag kind of a pipe through existing pipe, break that pipe, and pull the new one in.
Mm-hmm.
We know that City of Bismarck just awarded some bids on some pipe bursting. It's a unique field. And when there's a contractor in your area, we're thinking, well, maybe we'll be able to get better bids because we know that Bismarck has a contract already. Let's bid it out. Maybe the same firm will be willing to do some work in Mandan too.
It's a new technology, but not just new to this area.
It's been around a while
in other communities.
It's less disruptive to the above ground stuff, because most of your work is going on down below the ground.
So it looks like this might be a good solution for that neighborhood.
So we'll go out for bids, and like I said, our goal is to have that done this year yet.
Oh, good.
And get that finished up. Those folks have been very patient with us for a while because, I said, we've been digging up boulevards and streets trying to replace water.
Yeah, well, the frequency is of the pipes bursting up there has been much higher than other areas of the community. So obviously there's a big need up there. Another project we wanted to talk about, and it seems like this project keeps coming up
back and back
almost every time we meet, is the 19th Street Trail Project. The phase one we've talked about again and again, and that is breaking ground
pretty
soon.
Phase one should be starting any time now. We hope to have that done, I think, before school starts. So there's, I hate to say a month and a half or 2 months to get that done yet, because that means school starting in a couple months.
Yeah.
But that phase one should start soon.
Okay.
We had also applied for grant funding for phase two, which would be extending kind of from Macedonia Hills all the way to Highway 6. We were notified that that grant was awarded, or we did receive that grant. It is, you know, the maximum that we could receive is $290,000. The award was for $290,000, which is roughly about half the cost of
good
the project.
Good news. Yes.
Yeah, good news. So we will, again, the action last night was to accept
the award.
Now we will start, you know, the final design, and we will fund that most likely through a special assessment district. You know, the cost shouldn't be that great. I would assume maybe under $300 per affected property in that area.
And this area where this happens is up by Fort Lincoln Elementary.
Fort Lincoln Elementary School, again, as a result of part of our school safety study done, you know, 3 years ago now. It seems like we've been talking about this for a long time, and it just shows you that things take a long time to happen. It's not necessarily you can snap your fingers and say, go put in a trail and get it done now. These things do take some time and planning, and part of that planning is grant applications, making sure they're done right and you have the best chance of success. Wow. So 50% of this trail will be grant funded, which is, you know, we think that's a good thing. So, and again, this could be construction in 2020.
Okay.
So that would be the goal.
And the part that's being done right now, again, phase one, is connecting that right up to the school.
Yep,
and it was
one,
an issue of crossing the roads up there.
There will be a push button signal at, I think it's Ridge Drive, to help kids and adults. You know, it's not only kids nowadays, because the walking paths are used by everybody. I was out to Fort Lincoln last night, and boy, I bet I saw 20 people on the path. Just, you know, whether it's with a stroller or on a bike or walking, or if I count the bikers that were on there, there's a lot more than that. But they're very, very widely used. And in this area of town, when you've got a rural section of road, your shoulders are not that wide. And
sidewalks are non-existent, people, mostly. You
know, there's not a lot of traffic that is walking there, and there's a reason for that. Because it'll go somewhere else and use a trail that's safe. So,
absolutely. Well, we'll be talking about it again.
I'm sure we will.
So that kind of wrapped up the meeting last night. That was we've covered pretty much the highlights there. But there's something else coming up that we wanted to mention, and because you won't be back here until July 3rd.
Yeah, July,
which is right in the middle of your biggest events and traditional events for the city of Mandan.
Yeah, hats off to Mandan Progress Organization. 2 weeks ago, they did the great job with Buggies and Loop Blues, and now we move right into the rodeo days, Dance Day celebration with Art in the Park, rodeo on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. You've got road races. You've got Kaleidoscope, I think, up at the high school. And, you know, pick your favorite. If you can't find something to do in Mandan during this time, you're not looking.
Yeah.
A lot of class reunions are going on in this time period. So
it's a huge tradition, the rodeo and parade for Mandan. I think that, you know, in the state of North Dakota, I think you're pretty much the leaders in that.
I think we
4th
are.
4th of July.
You
that's
betcha.
For sure. And one thing we should mention with the construction going on.
Yep.
On I-94 areas and the interchange or the Bismarck Expressway areas, be mindful of the fact that there's going to be some changes in the parade route that is the same, but only on one side of Memorial Highway.
Yep. So we're asking, you know, to get to the parade, please leave early, and we'd like you to stay late. So leave early, stay late, participate in the festivities, a lot of stuff going on. But again, be mindful of the traffic, the construction workers out there. There will be some changes on how you can get to and fro. I think the Progress Organization will also be doing busing. So please go to the Mandan Progress Organization's website.
Right.
They should have a schedule on pickup points, departure, and things like that. And like I said, again, even right now, please be careful when you're driving through, because it is a construction zone on I-94 between
Bismarck
and Mandan, and be mindful and slow down.
You just got to put up with it. We're in the construction season here, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
So in the end, we encourage everybody to come out, have an awesome time, a lot of things to do, but again.
Take part. And hopefully the rain will subside and we'll have some nice 4th of July weather.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome. Thanks
we'll
for
see
having
you on
us.
July 3rd then.
Okay.
We'll have a report and an update on the festivities at that time.
There we go.
All right. Thanks, Jim. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you would like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on Radio Access 102.5 FM. It's also available as a podcast on radioaccess.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.